From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the election to independent Alexander van der Bellen. Earlier projections have van der Bellen beating Hofer by 53% to 46%. Hofer campaigned on an anti-immigrant, Euroskeptic platform. A newspaper headline described the vote as an election of hate, reflecting pent-up frustrations among Hofer's rightist supporters and fear and bitterness among his leftist detractors. Italians voted Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that would gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms. Most opinion polls over the past 2 months have suggested Mr. Renzi will be defeated. He is promising to resign if the no side prevails. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute. Burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani met Sunday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the Heart of Asia Peace Conference in Amritsar. The two leaders discussed bilateral and regional issues. Reuters news agency reports that foreign ministers and delegates from about 30 countries, including the United States, Russia, China, and Pakistan, are attending the 2-day conference. This is VOA News.